FM 89.9 KMOJ, Bobby Storm, and we can't forget him. We can't forget a whole bunch of people, but sometimes we do, and we need to think about it and take time to really think about what's really going on. Looking at 30 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock within the Twin Cities, it's FM 89.9 KMOJ, Walter Q-Bear Banks Jr., got you on the afternoon drive, and letting you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a thing called, now check this out, it's called North Star Promise Scholarship. Now, it's a program that's being take place right now and is represented through the Metro State University. And on my phone line, I got Mr. Victor Cole. I'd like to say good afternoon to you, sir, and how are you feeling?
Good afternoon. I'm feeling great. Thank you for having me.
Man, that's what I love to hear. Greatness all around all of this. For the listening audience, give us just a little bit about yourself when it comes to what you do over at Metro State University and this whole area we're locked into.
Gladly. My name is Victor Cole. I have been a proud and hardworking employee of Metro State University for about 20 years. Currently, I'm the Director of Recruitment and Retention in our School of Urban Education. And we've not only with the North Star Promise grant that you mentioned for all of Penn State universities and colleges, where it's free tuition for any household that has an $80,000 income or less, up to a bachelor's degree. We also have in the School of Urban Ed itself a grant from the state to support the, increasing the teachers of color and American Indian teachers in Minnesota. So we earned about a $1.35 million grant last year, and we've been able to pay 100% of tuition and fees of all of our BIPOC teacher candidates in good academic standing. So there's a lot of good stuff happening over here at Metro State University.
Yeah, because I was definitely going to say, when we talk about free college tuition, that's right. not normal when we're talking about what goes on in the states, and I'm talking about the whole United States. So to lock into a program such as this and talk about North Star Promise Scholarship, how can one get eligible? What do they need to do, or what needs to be done in order to start a process?
Know, these funds have been approved by the Minnesota State Legislature for all Minnesota State colleges, universities, and I also think the UFM is participating in this. But basically, apply to Metro State or one of the other universities and two-year colleges, and they will have information about the North Star Promise and how that can help pay for tuition and fees. And so more students are graduating from post-secondary options, whether it's trade school, technical school, community college, or full four-year bachelor's, without as much debt or with no debt. And that's a promise from Minnesota State to all its citizens that everyone should have access to education, and finances should not be a barrier. The great thing about it is, too, I mean, people say free tuition. We've paid into it. You know, we've all paid our taxes. Our parents have paid taxes. Our grandparents have paid taxes. We've all paid into our community at large. And this is the state's way of saying that, you know, we have to give back to all of our communities who may not have access to higher education after high school. So I think it's a good thing. I know some people don't like to think that they're taking a handout. We've paid into it. You know, these are tax dollars, right? So now they're putting it to good use and allowing people to have the option to go back to school and change careers and get a second, you know, finish up a bachelor's degree and things like that. So,
And I look at it not as a handout, but a hand up.
Right.
You know?
Hand up, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So
reach out.
Yeah. So now, when we talk about the graduate program and a preview day, that's what's happening on Saturday, April the 13th, from 9 a.m. until 12 noon on campus. What's going down?
Yeah, at Metro State University, we are hosting a graduate program's preview day. We have about 20 graduate programs, 4 doctoral programs here. Everyone is invited to come. We kind of make it sort of a open house party atmosphere. So, you know, if you're interested in a graduate degree, bring your spouse, your family, your children, your neighbors, your friends, bring them along. We'll have campus tours. We'll have some snacks there, too. We'll also have different sessions on how to afford college and how to be a college student again for those who are coming back. But, yes, it's Saturday, April 13th, a week from this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. The entire graduate programs, admissions officers and counselors and advisors will be there, and you can apply right there on campus or find the information you want. All of our colleges, such as the College of Nursing and Health Sciences, College of Business Management, College of Individualized Studies, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, they will all have representatives there to answer all the questions you may have, but don't come alone. You know, bring people with you. Come see our beautiful campus in St. Paul and Dayton Bluff area.
So if someone's listening right now and they're liking everything that you just spoke about and they would like to be a part of, they want to come to it, or they need more information, is there a website, is there a phone number, or how can they lock in?
Definitely check out MetroState, all one word, .edu. On our front page, you'll see the preview day there for registering. If you can register, that'll be great, so we can prepare for you. If not, just show up. Otherwise, if you want to talk about education in particular, you can always email me at urban.education@metrostate.edu, and I can answer all those questions via email, or we can set up a virtual meeting or in person. But for preview day, just go to the website, metrostate.edu.
No doubt. I want to say thank you very much for enlightening us with the information, and even beyond that, if by chance I missed a question or two, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think that people who are considering college education, whether undergraduate or associates or a graduate degree, you think about flexibility and affordability, and Metro State University has both of those. Most of our courses, we cater to adult working adults, and our average age is 30, and we have a lot of evening options and online options. So flexibility and affordability are two things that you should ask yourself where you can find that, and Metro State's the place.
No doubt. I want to say thank you very much once again. Ladies and gentlemen, that's none other than Mr. Victor Cole, and he is the Director of Recruitment when it comes to Metro State Schools of Urban Education. And I'm letting y'all know right now, you definitely want to make it over that way on Saturday, April the 13th from 9 a.m. until 12 o'clock noon, because they got a lot of information. And when we're talking about being able to go to a college or a university and also be able to get in for free, what? Everything paid? Hey, you better lock in and check in. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ. No doubt about it, it's the People's Station.
89.9 KMOJ, banging on the app and streaming online.